welcome to the Performer of the Week edition of Daytime Confidential, brought to you by DaytimeConfidential.com. On today's show, we're discussing our Performers of the Week, the actors and actresses who we believe did an outstanding job, as well as our honorable and dishonorable mentions. Joining me today, we have a JSAM lover. Jillian, welcome.
And what? Hello.
And a liaison lover is back. Jamie, welcome back.
The liaison.
Don't get it twisted. And Mel, who unfortunately doesn't watch either or doesn't care for either of them, but welcome, Mel.
If I have to pick liaison for life.
Oh!
Wow! You fucking bitch, you! Wow!
If this was a corporate board meeting, we just voted Jillian out.
Everybody voted Victor off? What the hell? Don't worry.
Well, in light of.
I have all my fedora and my. My Dorian Lord push-up bra, and we are both.
Well, and I just want to meet Jamie. I mean, I thought that since you're back, you didn't have an opportunity to.
Well, now Luke is so wishy-washy. He'll be like, I really like liaison, but I want to straddle the fence.
No,
I
want to have
y'all liaison, y'all can have that. Y'all can have Luke. I'll be the Lone Ranger in this bitch.
But
how about that?
Jamie.
Jillian likes manufactured Brenda Bott. Recycled script super couples.
There's and Jamie girl. Likes a girl who looks like Bozo the Clown.
Oh, now see, you done had to talk about looks.
Yeah! See, you went there first. I didn't do that.
I did not comment about
you never said. Wait, Jillian. Jamie never said anything about looks.
Okay, you sit down, Luke. Oh, sit down. Go play with your thumbs with Dina Higley's ball. Stop.
No. I kept it about the show.
Jamie,
yes.
You haven't, I mean, is there anything you would like to say in light of Jillian's recent revelation while you were gone?
I don't want to discuss such drivel.
Okay,
well, no. Shut up.
I'm actually glad, because the whole time, several of our readers would be like, why isn't there any GCM posts? And I was like, the people that watch the show don't like that couple. This is not the Washington Post where we have to be fair and balanced and impartial and give equal time to each presidential candidate. If people like the couple, they would be able to blog about it. We didn't have anyone who watched GH who liked the couple. Jillian, for whatever reason, has blogged with us for over a year and has never admitted that she liked it.
And she claimed that she was scared of us.
No. Wait a minute. We gonna park this DC mobile to the side. I'ma pull over and I'ma tell you something. I wasn't scared of nothing. That was a joke, Mr. Literal Mad. And I've told Jamie before that I'm not finished, thanks. I've told Jamie before that I've liked JSAM, and I've also admitted, I said I liked the couple. However, I could not co-sign when Sam went rogue and watched Liz kids get snatched. I couldn't co-sign that, and I couldn't co-sign her screwing Rick as a means to get back at her mother. I don't know, ain't no sisters around my way would do that. You looking at 5 to 10 if you...
Be that as it may, it was very suspectly timed.
Yes, it was. It was.
Now,
I might compare it to the announcement that Pratt was let go, because it all seemed to come in right before that Thanksgiving vacation. For the most optimal impact. It came in right at the end.
Be that as it may, we now have a card-carrying. We have a card-carrying JSAM follower. So they can get some love on the board.
Luke, you're so deep, I need to give you a life raft or a life vest. Get out of here with that. It's time.
I will be sticking my finger down my throat whenever they do get love on the board, but no one would ever dream of preventing it.
Mel, since you've been so quiet, who is your performer of the week?
You with your focus now.
All right, okay. My performer of the week is Florencia Lozano, Taya Delgado from One Life to Live. It's for all those scenes in the jail cell when she was trying to explain to Todd why she hid Danielle, or Daniela, from him.
Oh, yeah, Todd.
She took me on an emotional roller coaster. I cried with her. I was yelling at Todd with her and everything. It's just for her to switch emotions so quickly really, really appealed to me this week. So got to give it to her for this week.
Jillian?
Yeah, well, Mel summed it up with old girl. My other one is Peter Bergman with his character. Jack saw Sharon and Adam doing the smoochie-moochies. He went in there, and oh, my God, like, he shut it down, boy, when, I'm sorry, but, you know, when Michael Muniz, Adam, tried to get up at his grill, he was just like, ain't nobody talking to you. He just did it so beautifully. I loved it. I loved it. He owned that scene. It was like he was talking to himself. Sorry. It was as if he was talking to himself, and Sharon tried to backpedal with Jack and tried to stick up. I don't care how Miss Bell, she ain't Auntie Riri no more. I don't care how Miss Bell writes it. Peter Bergman shut it down in those scenes. So there you go.
Jamie?
Okay. I'm prefacing this with the fact that I am still behind on most of my soaps. So I'm only basing this on the shows that I'm caught up with. And so my performer of the week is Miss Julie Pinson from As the World Turns. My Julie Pinson is killing me. As much as a Jack and Carly fan as I am, and happy that that couple is on the road back into each other's orbit, she's really killing me. She is really, it's just a simple, quiet, domestic drama of losing her husband into his tragedy and his guilt and his love and devotion for another woman. And she is really driving this home. And I never would have thought, I mean, I remember bitching about Juicy Janet when she came on. And I would have never thought that she would become one of my favorite characters. And she has. And it's hard for me because I want Jack and Carly. They have to get back together. But I really feel Jack's relationship with
Juicy, yeah,
with Janet. And it's largely due to her. I mean, she is amazing. And, you know, but really, you know, I've loved her on other soaps, but this, to me, has really been her breakout role. And I'm feeling old girl. Go ahead, Julie Pinson.
Well, Mel took one of mine, and Jamie took one of mine. So I'm going to go with Roscoe Bourne as Mitch coming out of that casket. Weasel in a casket. Roscoe Bourne this last week as Mitch was fantastic. Whether it be coming out of the casket, whether it being in the jail prior to that surprise appearance, or afterwards when he and Dorian are facing down later in the week. He is a delicious villain, and he's so menacing, but yet you just want to laugh when you watch him, and I think that's a great combination. My other one goes to Terry Colombino on As the World Turns, who continues to hit it out of the park. The conflict that she is emitting as Katie is amazing to watch. When you see her battling and trying to come and find a connection to Brad, and then at the same time dealing with the return of Simon and the news that Jack has brought him back. Oh, it was such good stuff this last week. Mel, honorable mentions.
All right. My honorable mentions got to go with Trevor St. John because he was just so cold-blooded talking to Ted. Talk about, I have never hated anyone as much as I hate you right now. But then when he was with Ross, he was smooth and had swagger. It just made him sexy. Ooh. So got to give it to Trevor St. John. And then all right, and Roscoe Bourne, too, for everything that Luke just said. He's another one that's just he's so chill with his, which makes it more – it makes it better. Like, ugh. And he's messing up everybody's game right now, getting in everybody's head. So I got to love that. Then here comes all my As the World Turns. Miss Julie Pinson, like Jamie said, is killing it. Jamie's Julie Pinson. Oh, my God. I mean, I'm a carjacker for life, too, but I like Jack and Janet. And he just straight Janet. I mean, Jack just left Janet. And
Juicy don't play.
She don't. Like, just to see her go from completely heartbroken to pissed off, loved it, loved it, loved it. Miss Mara West, got to give it to you too, because your little speech when you were at AA broke me down.
It was good.
You got
Mara West at AA?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. Carly is at AA. That was really good. And my last one is Jake Silverman. he's doing a really good job with this blind storyline, portraying a an angry. He's angry because, you know, he's blind and everything, and he's not quite sure how to handle that. And he's doing a really good job, so I got to give it up to him. And that's my last one.
Jillian?
I don't have an honorable mention per se. Well, you know, him he gonna call that man Mitch. Stop it. Roscoe Bourne for everything you said. But you know what? I'm gonna give like a, what did you call it? Like a most improve?
Yeah.
Vail Bloom? Yo. Yeah. Oh, I'm on the Vail Bloom train. I'm gonna give it up. I wasn't seeing it when you guys saw it, but she impressed me with her return, her sins against a veteran like Amelia Hinely Wolf Fabu. She just brought
that. The what? What is
she? A veteran. She's supposed to be a veteran.
What war did she serve in?
She ain't no soul veteran. I said she's supposed to be. Oh, and that coffee house when
Agnes Dixon called YouTube and said remove all her images from any loving
clip. Oh,
Douglas Fallon had somebody do a seance to co-sign. Take her out.
Oh my God, for real, because Luke brought it up. He was like, she's not too bad in these scenes when he posted all of
them. She was good. I used to love Steffi. I don't know what happened to that baby.
No, I told Luke, I'm like, hell, this is why we're mad at that girl. But anyways, back to Vail. Vail, this is your moment. She impressed me. She held her own with Christian. I am acting LeBlanc. She held her own really well. And she just, I'm sorry, she just wrecked shop. She just wrecked shop. Heather wrecked shop. With Victoria, she was like, you have to get me out. Oh, now you want my help? I was like, get her, girl, get her. It was a challenge.
All she wanted was her to reach in her purse and had her brush. That's all Victoria wanted was her hairbrush.
Well, and her seats in the courtroom were great, too.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, Victoria's hair been looking kind of, her hair looked kind of decent-ish.
It's like they curled half of it and then curled all of
my hair. Oh, that was a miss.
It's like, if she take a nap in her, like, they probably did her hair, then she went and took a nap in her dressing room and just matted it all down on one side.
It wasn't that bad when she was at, when she got the summons at the athletic club. It wasn't bad, Bear. It wasn't bad. It's just that girl likes to play with her hair in scenes. Paul Roach needs to be like, stop playing with your goddamn hair, learn your lines, shit, and walk off that set. She needs to stop, but Vail Bloom.
What'd you think of her in the courtroom?
Vail Bloom is, she's tearing it up. I mean, I'm going
to
get back
to that. Paul Roach, to tell you, he is tired of yelling at actresses. He's been yelling at actresses ever since Jesus walked the earth.
Well, he needs to chuck a sticky bun at her and be like,
he's going to be like, stop that, Beverly McKenzie.
You
are so mean.
Any other honorable mentions, Jillian?
Well, Miss Roscoe Bourne was mine. I mean, but Vail Bloom is my most improved. Okay. Like, kudos to Miss Vail.
Jamie?
My honorable mentions are Vail Bloom, Jake Silverman, Van Hanses, because, you know, he was killing it in those scenes, too, and Marie Nutmeg Wilson.
Woo!
That helper has totally saved herself. I'm sorry, the vortex of suck no longer exists. Oh, I enjoy me some Nutmeg. She is so delusional and warped that she reminds me of Annie Dutton from God in Light. Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting for her to throw Lily out of a plane over the ocean.
Well,
something. I mean, she is killing me.
Well, and while we're on the topic of Nutmeg, kudos to DC listener E-Quarter for coining the term.
Xander Dash. Already got the love. That's my homie.
Yes. Xander Dash on Twitter, E-Quarter on the blog. So just shout out to him because it's a great name. Any others, Jamie?
No, I don't have any others.
Okay.
Yes, I have another. Whoever wrote the theme song for Venice, I love that song.
Oh, God, you've been singing it since we started doing this thing.
Look all over the world. You can look down everything. Whatever. That's a song.
You are Ella Wheeler. That's a theme song, Ella Wheeler. Do you hear me?
No,
man told me to tell you he's busy asking people paper or plastic at the Piggly Wiggly.
It's like, that's a theme song. And see, Ellen Wheeler, did you see the first part of the show? That was called sex. It's okay.
My honorable mention.
This isn't Twilight. Okay.
Sorry. Oh, stop.
My honorable mentions. I want to give a shout out to All My Children's Torsten K and Joel Larson. They had an amazing scene this last week when characters Opal and Zach shared a scene where she confronted him in the casino and where Jake came in and defended her to Zach. And then Zach threw him against the bar wall and Myrtle's picture fell to the ground afterwards.
Oh, that's so tacky. I didn't even see that, but that sounds just awful.
The visuals weren't necessarily the greatest, but at the same time, the glass broke on Myrtle's picture. And afterwards, you had a scene where Opal was talking to Zach about how Myrtle was the only one who truly understood him. And it was good stuff on both Torsten K and Jill Larson's parts. Also, someone who others on this podcast, I have a feeling, may be giving them a dishonorable mention, but there were some scenes, so I'm going to give them an honorable mention. Melissa Archer, One Life to Live.
Yes,
Melissa Archer did have some scenes this last week as Natalie where they were way over the top. But at the same time, there were also moments where she just did the subtle acting, and I thoroughly enjoyed them.
I'm on the battlefield for my love. I am on the battlefield.
Oh, no.
Promise him that I serve him till I die. Okay. That was me praying for strength. I'm singing a hymn to Jesus.
I thought you were chatting. I thought you were like, numb your whore and get killed. I was like, oh, Lord.
No, I don't believe in them kind of, them other, but no.
Oh, I thought you was going to say Clem. I was going to say, take my headset and go home.
And
as Jillian likes to say, I don't co-sign that.
Hell no.
And my final one is Michelle Stafford this last week. Fantastic work as Phyllis. Mel, who do you have as dishonorable mentions?
Of course I have Miss Clementine Ford and her bad tan that she had. How bad tan that she had.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
You know what I like to say, Jamie? Not co-signing that. The acting, yes. A tan, I could care less about.
What acting? You mean lack thereof, right?
There you go.
She didn't. I'm tired of y'all already.
Why? Hello, I'm Clementine Ford, and I'm tired of you people on
this. That's not acting, ho! How about that?
Please let me finish. I don't know why you all think I should offer more than this when giving my lines. I was on the L Word, and my mother is a very famous actress who fucked Elvis.
We need to hire her, McKenzie.
My mother fucked Elvis, okay? And she was in Moonlighting. That's all I needed to get this job.
No. We need to hire her as Clementine.
I'm sorry. No. I am Mac, and you all can just get
Maria
over
it. Maria needs to pull a Joan Crawford.
Please let me finish. You do not like Bell Bloom, and now you all like her. In a year, you will like me, too.
You gonna last a year?
I will have a great storyline where I attack Eric Braden. And it will make me a popular actress. Just like it did for Tamin Sersak and Bell Bloom. When Eric Braden yells at you, it makes you a better actor. So I am asking.
No, cut her mic, Luke. Cut her mic.
He needs to yell at me too. Please, Mr. Braden. You yelled at Melody Thomas Scott and she finally started acting.
Cut her mic.
Yell at me too.
Cut her mic. Cut her
and yell at Amelia Heinle. Please, don't call her
shit.
Darling.
Yell at Eric Brayton yells at her. She ain't bringing shit. Don't even go there. Cut a mic. Cut a mic.
Speaking of Amelia Heinle.
You will never be invited to a moonlighting.
Okay. Can I get that right?
Ever. Like, never. Not ever.
Okay, Mel, never. Who else do you have?
Well, speaking of Amelia Heinle, of course she is on this list too because Vail Bloom shut her down in that scene in the coffee house. She shut it down, and then I'm tired of Miss Amelia Heinle.
What are you tired of? I don't know why any of you would be tired. I have been carrying the whole show since I joined in the early 80s. Do you know how many covers I sell to you? Do you have the audacity to sit on this podcast and say that to me, Melody Eckers? Where am I? Who am I?
I don't know why everyone keeps causing all this drama about my show. Whenever they let me give tours to the set, it's like things are good then. But stop letting me talk to Entertainment Tonight and the South magazines, and they let Peter and my ratings go down. I have more covers than Eric.
Shut up! Shut up! Star. Mel, say this. Go ahead, Mel.
Why are you? I thought you were my fan.
Shut up!
I Mel. To cry, but there's no one to give me.
Yeah. You have the others.
With all tears.
Shut up!
To cry.
Shut up!
Please. Would you like to tour my set?
We don't have it. Okay, you know what, sucker? At the end of the podcast, Luca uses at the end of the podcast, we are going to have an imitation face-off. Okay? You want to do that? We going to go there, sucker.
Okay.
Anyone.
Mel.
Finish up, Mel.
Do you have any others?
My last one. Luke, I don't know which Kool-Aid you've been drinking. It's the wrong one. Melissa Archer.
Lawrence sent him some Kool-Aid.
I don't know who it was, but you've been drinking the wrong one. I'm pretty sure the funeral set wasn't standing when she was finished. There was none of it left because it was gone.
That's scenery.
It was so bad. Just so bless her heart.
Robin was like, I need something to eat too, bitch.
Hey, Robin came in and was like, let me throw this chair.
Robin, and let me preface that. When I say that, Robin chews scenery with panache. You have to be a diva to be able to chew.
Yes.
She is a great actress. I'm never saying Robin Strasser is a bad actress.
Yeah, she's very good.
When she chews scenery, she does it with that old school Hollywood, va 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 voom. So I'm not clouding her. But with lesser actresses and also so does Florencia. Florencia can chew some scenery too, but she's also a powerful actress. But when these younger babies try to do that and they just come off as overacting and looking crazy in a hot mess. And Bree and that other baby, those sisters, they need to stop. They need to write them those big scenes like that because they just act a fool and it looks abominable.
Jillian, do you have any dishonorable mentions?
Yes, Yvonne Zimmer, you suck. I'm sorry. She is the girl that plays Daisy. She just looked like she's sleepwalking in her
sleep. That's another bad Daisy. What show?
Young and Restless.
Writer's sister.
Oh, that Daisy.
She is just sleeping through scenes. When are you going? What are you going
to? I was like, is God light back on again?
Oh, God. She's talking. She is in scenes with powerhouses. Greg Rickhardt. Wilson Bethel is Is it Wilson Bethel? Yeah. Yes, he's showing that he can tear up some scenes. She's in there with Christian, I am acting, LeBlanc. She's in there with Michael Rosaday, Tracy Bregman, and Adrian Franz. And this girl stank. Not even stink, she stank. Couldn't Maria call one of them Tom kids up? Couldn't she have called Heather and say, hey, is your sister doing anything? We want her in this role of Daisy. I'm sorry, that girl just cannot do it. She's been off for a month and some change. They have her in scenes with some powerhouses, and she sucks.
Carrie Ginzel! She can play Victoria Newman!
Who is that?
It just came to me in a flash. Who is that? She played the second Sky Chandler. And it's she like, looked almost like a dead ringer for Heather Todd.
Oh, yeah.
She can save us. I'm going to do a wish for... Okay.
Yeah. You like had Tourette's. I was like, the fuck is he talking
because
about?
Because you said Nicole Tom, I thought of people with those fleshy lips and that same look.
Yeah. Yvonne Zimmer. Mm-mm. You stink. And I don't even have to talk about Clementine Ford. I was just bored out of my gore.
Please stop. Please. I don't know why you keep picking me up.
No. Eric Braden yells at a bunch of... No, seriously, Eric Braden yells at a lot of them babies on them sets and a lot of vets on them sets. Josh Morrow, Mel brought him up one time. Sometimes Josh Morrow be... I don't know where I am.
Josh Morrow is fine, and he can just sit on
that. That is true. That's true.
Especially Shamar Moore syndrome. But Josh does bring it, too. Whenever they kill one of his kids, they kill one of his kids, and he brings it. Come on.
Yeah, but he yells at him, Heidley's Victoria. No.
That boy could have a sex scene with Kay Chancellor, and it would be something. Anybody. He could have a sex scene with Eric Braden, and it'll be fire. That Josh Morrow should be kept for that.
That's true, but I'm saying, though, when you say, you made the statement, when he yells at people, they bring it. He yells at Amelia Harley's Victoria. She sure as hell don't bring it to me.
I don't know what to say about that baby. She's an anomaly. It's like on Twilight when the werewolves are around and the psychic vampire can't use her powers. Not even Eric Braden's powers of yelling at people to make them act can work on Amelia. I don't know.
He cannot yell at Clementine's Mac and make her bring it. I know. I can put money on that.
To the Volturi.
Peter to the Volturi.
She has powers that prevent people from making her act.
I know for a fact if Eric yells at her in a scene, how dare you, Mackenzie?
He's going, I will stop you. I will not act. I am not even going to brush my hair.
Yeah, it's like, and then I won't even have to bring up Amelia. Boom, boom, boom. Those three chickas on The Young and the Restless. Maria needs to go back to the drawing board and recap.
Oh, the casting director needs to
say Camille Saint-Cyr.
Or whatever she's doing. You suck, lady. You suck. You suck.
Okay, Jillian.
Amelia, she didn't bring Amelia, I don't guess. I think she
No. That was someone else. Mel, you knew the name.
I knew casting director. You need to do something now. You brought Wilson, and we like Wilson.
You need to find Mel. You need to try and see the way Trevor's hiring over at General Hospital, because General Hospital
cast. I said it last one. That was Mark Teschner.
Teschner ain't leaving GH. He been picking stars since heck was
I said it last podcast we did. I said Maria needs to call Mark Teschner up and ask if he has a protege or someone to recommend to be casting director because Camille Saint-Cyr just sucks.
JB, who do you have for dishonorable?
I try to cast her damn show for her, but she don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
I try to tell her who she would get. She'll get it. She just keep on getting these Dumbledores. I told her she should get Eden Riggle for Mac. Who does she get? Clementine Ford. You know, I'm sorry. I just can't take it anymore. I'm not going to do any more wishful casting for Young and the Restless. Because they just going to get, you know, the dad off of Swan's Crossing or something.
Oh, Full House, Bob Saget.
Bob Saget is going to take over Jabo. I just don't give a damn anymore. Reginald Van John, you know, is going to see
Neil Richards.
I came back from the dead. I'm Nathan Hastings. I mean, you know, that's who they go cast. Jack A. Harry as Drusilla. You know, who cares?
JB, who do you have as for your dishonorable mentions?
Camille Saint-Cyr.
Camilla Parker Bowles at The Young and the Restless.
Camille Saint-Cyr.
Camilla Saint-Cyr. St. James said, Christabel, you need to go, because you are picking duds. Duds, duds, duds.
Oh, a few weeks ago, Jamie, I had all the names that she brought on. Mel, you know the name of the casting director that brought on Billy Miller and Elizabeth Henderson. She's over at Days now. What is her
Marnie
name?
Marnie Saeeda?
Right. She's the fool that brought in Amelia Heinlich, so we'll give her a pass, because she brought in some other good people.
She brought in Greg Rickhardt and Thad Luckinbill, too.
Yeah, we'll give you a pass, baby girl. We'll give you a pass because she also brought in Mila and Hendrickson. But this chicka.
Jamie, who do you have?
I told you, Carmella.
Well, but actors. You have any actors?
If you can put sets and balloons and bullshit, I can pick Carmella.
Okay. Okay, well, in that case, we would encourage you to send your comments to podcast@daytimeconfidential.com.
You took Diana's husband, and now you mess it up to Young and the Restless.
Wait a minute, Luke, you don't have a dishonorable mention?
No, I had six honorable mentions in Performers of the Weeks.
Okay.
You can comment on this episode at podcast@daytimeconfidential.com or on the blog at daytimeconfidential.com. Join us on Twitter, twitter.com/DCConfidential. We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long.
Neil, you need to be smacked.